When you live in a realm of abundance, not in theory, but in reality, you don't need to be desperate anymore. It makes sense to be desperate to an angry God. It makes complete logical sense. But being desperate to a good God doesn't work. It doesn't compute. But being this is why it works to an angry God. Because when you have an angry God, take any dictator or communist leader in the world. How do they feel empowered? When everybody below them has to be desperate and live a lower level of life, that's how they feel empowered. So it makes complete logical sense to be desperate to an angry God. But when you have a good God, being desperate, it doesn't work anymore. Now, here's the deal. God's grace is so big that he'll take care of you anyways. Let's turn to Luke 18. We might as well turn there since I haven't even read that part yet. I told you, Jesus said, pray and not lose heart. Then he goes on. Let's go ahead and read the story, and then I'll explain it. Verse 2. There was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect, who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? This is what he said. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. So what's the point? If you cry out, God will answer you. So God's grace is so big. Now, when I talk about desperation, I'm going to come back to the desperation thing in just a moment. But listen, you can stay in a realm of desperation, and God's grace is so big, he'll answer you. He will take care of you. He will. Now, the word speedily is different than our version of speedily. And here it says he will answer you speedily. It may not be your version of it, but according to him, it is. But the point being, hey, it's like my child. If my child, when they were first born, what did they do if they needed something? They cried out. It was normal, natural. It was understandable. They didn't have any other way of expressing themselves for what they needed, whether they needed diaper change or they needed food, whatever it was. But if my 9 and soon to be 11-year-old still cry out for something from mom and dad, I've not raised them right. Now, would I still answer them? Probably, because if they haven't eaten in days and the only thing they know how to do is cry out, I'll feed them. But listen, something has to transition from moving from a desperate place, moving into a reality. You can do it yourself.